Hello, this is Jill Pasternak. Welcome to Crossover, the program that explores the universal language, music. Mario, music of François Dompierre, written for Angèle Dubois and her ensemble, La Pietà, and their newest album, Blanc. The subject matter of Angèle's latest album, Blanc meaning white in French, is far-reaching. Breast cancer can attack both men and women, and the inexplicable emotions of loneliness, helplessness, defiance, and ultimate survival can really never be adequately expressed. Miss Dubois is a survivor, and she offers her gift of music, originally written perhaps for other struggles and victories, but most apropos to the experience of the breast cancer victim. The Quebec Breast Cancer Foundation will receive benefits from the sale of this beautiful album, Blanc, and thanks to all in advance for sharing in the struggle for the ultimate elimination of this deadly disease. Angèle?
Yes, hello, hi. How are you?
I'm fine, how are you? It's great to speak to you.
I'm feeling very good, thank you.
I have to tell you, I don't really know how to discuss this newest album with you. It is so emotional and so beautiful and so moving. And I congratulate you for your strength and survival personally. And I'm so thrilled to speak with you about this and hope that we can reach out to the audience.
Sure.
And explain what this is all about. Blanc is white, isn't it, in French?
Exactly.
Does it mean anything else? Because for me, it creates a feeling of, I guess, nothingness, kind of.
Well, you know, I came to this title of blanc, white, thinking I always, you know, express myself with my violin, thinking of adding textures or colors of sound to my music, and I ask this question, as an answer to the question, what's the color of health or healing? I answered, without hesitation, white. Because white for me is serenity, purity, I would say also, of course, health. But white also, because I choose luminous pieces of music. And for me, luminous pieces of music means filled with hope.
Well, you got the right word. That's exactly what it is. It's there is a purity, but a beauty and a shining, again, this light in that word.
Yeah.
And that's
mm-hmm.
what you feel in this. Absolutely, you're so right about luminous. How and when did you arrive at the idea that you wanted to put the album together?
Well, first I have to say that end of January 2013, I got diagnosed with breast cancer. I was, of course, usually, you know, I plan always my repertoire 1 or 2 years in advance, minimum. But this recording, which is my album number 38, is an exception because, of course, I did not plan.
You never expected that, right?
No, I was not planned. It was not planned at all. But I conceived it following the numerous messages I received from the public. You know, everyone was sending kind words and well, you know, this was, of course, music to my ears and my heart. But most of those messages were coming from women who, like me, had had to battle cancer. And some of them were sharing with me how much my music helped them and accompanied them through their tough times. But one comment that was coming every messages was to ask me to express the emotion I was going through with my violin. So the result is this CD, Blanc, White, this CD that tells a story, my story, but also, unfortunately, the story of a lot of people. And, you know, today I feel good again. Deeply inside of me, I feel that this album does not belong to me anymore, but belongs to everyone who needs the evasion, needs the powerful and evocative force of music.
Well, absolutely. And of course, it is really an instrument, pardon the pun, for survival in terms of emotional survival. Obviously, the composer's intent on most of these was not at all for this, but the result is absolutely the medicine, shall we say, for the soul. This is a very, very profound, and I really feel, again, the impetus for their writing these compositions was not at all this kind
of
thing.
No, not at all. But, you know, well, first I should say the violinist I am, I had to stop playing the violin for almost 5 months. And this was the first time in my life, of course. Not playing the violin for a violinist was a long time, but I went to listen to music. I had plenty of time of doing this. And, you know, music has been a very, very kind friend that has helped me stay the course in the turmoil of months of tests and long waits and result and surgery and decisions and of course, daily visits to the hospital. But, you know, music has brought me I would say comfort and tranquility. And above all, I would say music has brought me a necessary evasion. Just, you know, this little moment of leaving for a trip to another time and era to momentarily forget about the present. That was very important for me.
But it is an amazing language, isn't it, music? I mean,
oh, it is.
Obviously,
it is. It's very powerful,
yeah,
very evocative and powerful.
And the intent of the composer was not, you know, initially, obviously, it would be an emotional experience on some level, but certainly to be able to translate it into such a powerful medicine and comfort and outlet at a time where there was no other way to do it is really quite amazing. And of course, it's very personal, too, because people do interpret each work differently. And when I look at the composers, I mean, you know, it's amazing. I mean, music is, it fits in anywhere, doesn't it?
Well, like I was saying, telling you, this CD tells a story. And you know, I made my choice based on various composers, great composers that I greatly respect and cherish. But I looked for musical moments that move me, making sure each of them were favorites, of course. But I wanted to have this choice to be rich and diverse and be able to evoke the tsunami of emotion you go through. So it's music without artifice and fully charged with emotion, I would say.
Again, when you think of how this helped you and can help others, it's once again the power of the unspoken word, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. music of Cat Stevens. We've just heard Morning Has Broken, performed by the ensemble La Pietà.
The beauty of which you play is already established. I mean, all of your albums have been actually very emotional, I would say. They touch on some level. Technically outstanding. Your ensemble, of course, La Pietà is already established as one of the great ones, and you are a marvelous leader, shall we say, and a musician in your own right. But to survive something and to come out of the other side is probably a very victorious feeling.
Oh, it is. And you know, of course, I'm a different person today, you know. And
In what way, Angel? You know, musicians are always, you know, we're rushing to get the job and to get it and to land it and to play well and do all this. What happened here? I mean, this was secondary.
Yeah, well, first for me, I knew it, but now I can feel it and I feel it deeply inside of me. You know, the best remedy for me was to play on stage and share with the public. It's wonderful to have this opportunity to be able to share my music with the public. So I feel very, very much the raison d'être as a musician is the public. But this episode has made me realize also that I'm not invincible, know, like I thought.
Mm-hmm, well.
and of course now I try to listen to my body and respect its limits. And I would add that I eat more kale and shiitake mushrooms and curcuma spices than ever. But what is important is, you know, my energy, my joie de vivre is back and very strong. And you know, the music, like I was saying, music has brought me so, helped me so much. And you know, sometimes music, when my emotions were gathering up and wouldn't come out, I found out that nothing was as efficient as a well-chosen music to launch the tears. So it was also bringing those emotional moments that I needed.
How did you find out? Was it just a regular breast exam or...?
Yes. And well, of course, I'm lucky because it was detected very at the beginning. So I had a surgery in both breasts to remove two tumors and some ganglions on both sides. Mm-hmm. But you know what? After going through the radiotherapy for 5 weeks, then I thought the lot of emotions and turmoil was done. But for 2013, but it turns out that my husband Mario got diagnosed with prostate cancer.
Oh my.
Yeah, 2013
I was going to ask you, and they get breast cancer as well, man. Is that right?
Yeah, sure. So we both, my husband and I, had to battle at the same time. But you know, there's a happy ending to this, and for sure we both have energy and joie de vivre is back.
It's so marvelous, and it's because you followed through and you checked, and you can't, I guess, stress that more than anything else, because you didn't just accidentally find out. I guess you were doing what you're supposed to do, getting a regular checkup.
Yeah.
Is that right?
And it's very, very important. And this message is very, every woman that hear this message today, it's very important. Go every year and go to make your exam. And it's exactly that way I found out. And I was very lucky because it was detected at the beginning. So that's why today, you know, after a little year, I can be able to speak to you. I can be able to come back with this CD, with my music. I can go back on stage and do what I like most in my life, to do my music. It because I was detected at the beginning of this story.
Mm-hmm. Yet again, a proof that we must pay attention to our bodies, both men and women.
Sure,
and you can certainly try to keep yourself, you know, healthy as well as you know, and then, of course, to go for regular checkups.
Mm-hmm.
Music by Joe Hisaishi, The Rain, performed by La Pietà.
This particular album is the proceeds, what is it, $2? Is it on each album goes to the Quebec Breast Cancer Foundation?
Yes, exactly. We, Analecta, my recording company, and I have decided to donate $2 to the Quebec Breast Cancer Foundation for every CD sold. It was something very important for us to give back concretely, and so not only to thank, but also to encourage the continuation of research and support for women in need. Yeah.
It's amazing, and you are amazing, and as usual, exquisitely played. And what about like music by Cat Stevens or Dave Brubeck, for instance?
Sure.
That you kind of, I expected from Morricone. I mean, he knows how to twist your heart.
he's my champion melodist.
Of course.
But, Dave Brubeck has been a very important composer and artist in my life. Of course, he's the jazz giant we know.
Yes.
And I had the great privilege of playing with him a few times on stage. Every time he was coming in Montreal, I was meeting him. And last April, while I was in radiotherapy treatments, I made a return flight to New York to assist to the commemorative funeral ceremony of Mr. Brubeck.
Yes, he passed. Mm-hmm.
And it was a very touching moment. And I really wanted to concretize on my album. So I went to Russell Gloyd, which is his musical director for so many years, mm-hmm. And I asked Russell to find me a piece for Blanc. I explained, you know, what I was going, my plan with this CD, explaining the context. And he came back to me with two little pearls that we can find on this album, which is Fujiyama, yeah. And then the desert and the parched land. It's, of course, a celebration filled with hope. Mm-hmm.
We've just heard two selections from the pen of Dave Brubeck, Fujiyama and The Desert and the Parched Land, performed by Angèle Dubois and the ensemble La Pietà. I think it's very, very inspiring. What can I say? You tell the story here and you are reaching out to everyone to just underscore what is important in life. And mm-hmm. if you can tell it through something that you love, like music, which is really a great language, and played by wonderful musicians, La Pietà and you, I mean, every time I see it, I say, okay, that's the best of the best from very, very esoteric and difficult music to Vivaldi. Okay, all right. So, but I am so happy that you are well and that you are strong and that you are playing and have decided to do this and to bring this message across. And once again, the title of the album is Blanc. It's on the Analecta label. And this is, again, another victory for you and certainly something to be terribly proud of. And I wish you the best, Angèle. And we look forward to the next album. Now that you're, you know, functioning, it's just
marvelous. Oh, yes, I will be pleased to come back again.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Addio Monti, written by Ennio Morricone and performed by Angèle Dubois and La Pietà. You're listening to Crossover.